Welcome. I am so grateful you're here. Let's expand our consciousness. Information leads to transformation. Open your heart. Open your mind. We're on this ascension ride. It's an honor to bring this information to you. This is the Tabitha Polaris Show. Welcome. I am Tabitha Polaris, and this is episode 31. On today's show, musical energy healer Mark Romero joins us to teach us how to play beautiful music throughout our lives. If you enjoyed today's show, leave a comment or rating, subscribe, and share with like-minded friends. This is a weekly health and wellness podcast released every Tuesday. My intention is to raise the frequency of the planet, assist in your spiritual ascension, and bring awareness to the holistic lifestyle. We discuss provocative topics in the metaphysical, spiritual, and wellness fields. If you love God, Source, Love, and Light, if you're a light worker, wellness warrior, or want to live a life full of joy and peace, if you respect your physical body and want to heal our planet's environment, or if you're just curious about living a more peaceful and balanced life, this is your home. This is the Great Awakening, and it's time for us to unite. Join our community at TabithaPolaris.com. You can also find me on all social media sites under that name. I have a few quick announcements, and then we will dive into our interview with Mark. This podcast is now available to listen on Pandora and Amazon Music. We also reached over 2,000 downloads last week. And if you're listening right now, I just want to tell you how much I love you. You can follow my YouTube channel for free guided meditations and soon-to-be-released music videos. You can join my tribe at TabithaPolaris.com to be notified of future musical releases, such as the Chakra Guided Meditation album, infused with healing frequency music. Check out the description of this episode for direct links to discover how to connect with today's guest, the discount code page, and the link to join my Soul Tribe community, and my website to find out what I'm up to. I am also working on a private membership area for my website so we can all connect in a free area that is not censored. So I'm very excited about that. So thank you to everyone listening to the podcast, sharing the show on social media, and those who are leaving comments and ratings. I am so grateful. Now I'd like to tell you about today's special guest. Mark Romero is an internationally known energy healer and transformational leader. A former top consultant to NASA discovered that Mark is a conduit for energy that enhances people's connection to the creative universal source. With this connection, people are able to heal their lives, expand awareness, and unlock their potential. Through his music and energy healing technology, Mark has helped thousands of people experience instantaneous healings, shifts in their perceptions, and become powerful catalysts for transformation and change. Our intention of today's show is to show how you can restore harmony in your life, align with your divine essence, and how to become powerful catalysts for change and transformation for your own life as well as the planet. So please welcome Mark Romero. Say hello, Mark.
Hi, how are you? So glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So I always tune into the energy of the guest and pick an angel oracle card to start the show. And today I was guided to use my musical oracle deck because you're so musical and gifted, and also the Kyle Gray deck. So first I picked from the musical oracle deck, Miles Davis came out. And it says, play like you don't know how. Progress is impossible without shock. The key notes are left unplayed. That's cool.
That is cool.
This is your card. And then I also like that. Yeah, I thought that was neat for you. And then synchronicity. Thank you, angels. I trust your well-timed guidance and signs. So you might be venturing off into a confirmation soon of maybe something you were thinking about doing or changing up. It could be in your business or personal life, but you will be maybe have received some signs or are going to receive some confirmation soon. That's what I'm feeling. So, Yeah, good messages for you. I am so grateful you are with us today. Last year, I discovered you on Wisdom of the Ancients show, and I loved your music. So, if anyone wants to listen to some really amazing content with spiritual leaders, Wisdom of the Ancients show is so good. When I started this podcast, you were one of my dream guests. I put you on my dream board. And now the show is gaining momentum, and I practice with my friends, and then I spread out to the local holistic community, and then I ventured off onto my dream board. So this is kind of a full circle moment for me, and thank you for all
Cool.
your beautiful healing music and for joining us today. I'm so happy to have you.
That's so awesome. I didn't know I ever made a dream board somewhere. That's pretty
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah, I had to share that with you.
I'm taking the rest of the day off. That's it. My day is completely fulfilled
Check.
now.
So I would love to start with you sharing your story of how you first discovered your ability to harmonize energy.
Oh my gosh. It's so funny because I think I reluctantly discovered it when my wife, Dr. Lara, was 8 months pregnant. And at 7 o'clock at night, Olivia would be in there doing her calisthenic routine. Well, if you've had kids month eight, man, things are cramped. There's no room for calisthenics. There's no room for exercise and push-ups and stuff. So mom's on the bed in misery. And so one night she goes, "Hun, would you just put your hand on my tummy? And just put your hand on my tummy." So I did, and it was like instant peace and quiet. And like after 5 nights in a row, she goes, "You know you're a healer, don't you?" And I say, "You know what? Don't even talk to me about that healing stuff, man. That's the kind of stuff they take you out in the backyard, they tie you to a tree, and they set you on fire, man." I'm like, "Oh, I want nothing to do with that." And of course, she goes, "Don't you think that's kind of an overreaction?" I said, "No, not at all." And she goes, "You know, I think you might have some past life issues to resolve. If you ever want to make a recovered corporate guy run down the hallway in fear with his fingers in his ear, go, 'La la la, I can't hear you,' you tell him he's got past life issues to resolve." And that was the case. So that was when it first came to my attention, obviously kind of reluctantly. And so I kind of went on my merry way, pretending that whole experience had never happened. My very first CD that I make gets into the hands of a guy from NASA who discovers that my music is what? Healing. It's like no matter how hard you try to run away from yourself, you still take yourself with you. So I'm like, "Ah, oh, really?" And so that was how I first began to open the door to learning how to harmonize disharmonious energy. And from there, it started with music. And from there, it moved to being able to energize things and put frequencies and energy into different things, food, water, inanimate objects. Kind of opened up a whole door, bracelets, different things that I normally have on, all to kind of help to eliminate the negative effects of all these disruptors we're exposed to in our modern day world.
So I read on the website, was it Ronald H. Jones, PhD, former NASA consultant?
Former NASA consultant, Doc. I didn't call him that. I think I thought he was from another planet, quite actually, and he very
That's
well might
funny.
have been,
Well, I'm
but
dying to know
yes.
what tests did he do, or what was exactly done scientifically, or what did he see or discover about your music or your energy?
Well, it's interesting because there's really two profound tests. Well, a number of two categories of tests. I get invited to this lecture on quantum physics and spirituality and consciousness. I'd never, at this point in time, I'd never heard of quantum physics or thought to look at myself as anything more than what I experienced through my senses. I go to this lecture. They're talking about these 80,000 man-made chemicals in our air, food, and water, and how they're compromising our energy, putting us into a weakened state, and having detrimental effects upon our health, our well-being, but also our levels of consciousness. So they start demonstrating on stage through applied kinesiology and a number of different physical tests showing how these things we use every day compromise our energy. They had invited me, asked me to bring my guitar. I figure I'm playing during donut time or something. Next thing I know, they're asking me to come up on stage and play while they're performing these tests. And so I'm playing, and I see people's energy shift instantly in front of my eyes, where somebody was going weak, all of a sudden they're not going weak anymore. Where somebody had minimal flexibility, couldn't touch the floor, bending over, they're like putting their hands on the ground while I'm playing. I'm at this point, I'm kind of freaking out. I'm like, oh, what is this? I've never seen anything like this. So that was the first series of different types of tests where there was a measurable increase in strength, flexibility, endurance, coordination, and balance. These are what you're going to experience on a physical level when you tune your energetic field. And so I've been doing demonstrations for years, showing people how the music, how the energy work can instantly tune your field and give you actually a physical experience of what happens when you do so. The other way that they had used was through brain mapping. They had identified what athletes' brains look like when they were in the peak performance zone. There was a harmonization of brain waves, a crosstalk between the left and right hemisphere. And so when the music plays in the environment, they showed that the brain went into this state that they had felt was absolutely essential for operating at a higher level in the world today. So those are really the two methods I got to experience. I kind of went home that night with this light, does not compute, does not compute. But that was the beginning of really my journey in my own spiritual evolution, really. It kind of like set it into fast motion, so to speak. And then also experiencing what could happen when you shift energy and really open the door to me discovering my healing gift.
Your journey is so interesting. It's like the universe was just like, we need you. You need to wake up. And no matter how much you
Something like
deny it,
that.
we're gonna kind of waken you up. We need you to step up. That's funny. And then also, how did you evolve from playing at different like things like with your friends and family into actually recording your own music? And when did you take that first leap? Like, did you record music at home? Did you go into a recording studio?
Well, my first album was made just for the fun of having the experience of making an album. I had a neighbor that played drums, and he said, "Listen, you've been talking about this. Come on, I'll produce the album. I'll play drums. I got a guy who'll give us the bro deal on studio time." So we went and hired a bass player, and he played. And that's how we put the album together, just for fun, not with the intention of getting in the music business, not with the intention of selling them, just to have the experience. And that was the album that ended up getting in the hands of the guy from NASA. So from there, it kind of changed where I started being much more intentional with the music and ultimately opened up the door where I was doing healing sessions with people. And I started composing on the fly, on the call live, different pieces of music with a different intention to support them in something that they needed, whether it was forgiveness, whether it was self-confidence, whether it was to love themselves more or to appreciate themselves. And that opened up a whole new level of really discovering how I could use that energetic response state and kind of open up a door to the subconscious where we could actually remove all those old programs, those limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions that are resonating within us 24/7, that are the root cause behind all of the disharmony we experience in our lives, whether it's in our physical health, or in our relationships, or in prosperity, or in our careers, or in our spiritual connection and struggles, and started using this energetic response as a way, and the music as a way to help people to align themselves more with who and what they really are.
I'm wondering if you relax and open up, connect and channel and just let it flow out and just trust that this is the healing tones and words that they need. Or do you actually say, oh, this person's suffering from a heartbreak. I'm going to match up this healing frequency tone with the heart chakra tone. Do you intentionally use frequencies and vibration, or do you just let it flow naturally and trust that this is what they need and it comes out naturally?
It's more kind of like state of being, which I guess is frequency. You know, each state of being is a frequency and energetic state. So I'll give you an example from the very first young lady I did a session with, where I actually played music. She had a reoccurring negative pattern, which is always an indicator of where we're holding on to old programming of creating relationships with the wrong kind of guy. You know, not respectful, mean, wasn't supportive of her on her journey. So we did some digging. And in the course of these years and doing these sessions, now it's 10 years now, I can literally have a conversation with somebody and I can hear where they're out of tune. It's really kind of interesting.
It
And
sounds
so she was
intuitive.
brought, yeah, absolutely, very intuitive. She was broadcasting resentment. And so I dug, okay, who's it against? Well, it ended up being against her father. And I just asked a question. I said, you open to forgiving your dad? And she said, yes. Very important step. I said, I'm going to play a piece of music on forgiveness. So basically, what came out was a channeled piece of music with the intention of forgiveness. I'd never played it before. I recorded it in the studio. Here you go. Send it to her. Play this in your environment. Let's see what happens. Let's see what opens up for you. It was an experiment. It was completely an intuitive hit on my part.
Awesome.
And she calls me back 3 days later. You're not going to believe this. I said, what's up? My dad called me today out of the blue and said, 10 years, way too long to have unresolved issues. Are you open to sitting down and talking about forgiveness? She goes, you don't understand. My dad's like, macho man guy, non-emotional, would never do anything like that. I said, the biggest thing that we all need to learn is that the outer is a projection of the inner. You stepped into your power, set the intention to change your state. You worked with this vibratory resonance, and lo and behold, an opportunity to heal what absolutely needed to be healed before she was ever going to be able to create that relationship that she truly desired. Because basically, she was creating relationships with her dad, trying to heal what needed to be healed from so long ago.
If we
And
are
that's how it all got
truly,
started.
yeah, that's beautiful. If we are truly extraordinary expressions of, universal source energy, why is it that so many of us struggle? Is it we're holding on to past pain?
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at it, I'm always going to use the metaphor of the guitar. I could be the best guitarist in the world, but if those strings aren't in tune, am I going to play beautiful music? Am I going to reach my full potential? No. It doesn't matter how well I could play like freaking Andre Segovia. If that instrument's not in tune, I will not play beautiful music. I will experience disharmony. So the disharmony that we experience is just an outpicture of disharmonious energy that we hold within ourselves, whether it's because we're being impacted by 5G or cell phones or EMFs or Wi-Fi in our environment, or because of the most powerful disruptor of them all those old limiting stories that we all have to one degree or another, they outpicture as the disharmony. So in essence, every challenge you experience, every breakdown that you have or disharmony you experience in your health and your body is an indicator that your strings are out of tune and you need to tune yourself. You need to harmonize yourself. And so that's what I use with this music and this energy healing in combination with a person's intention and willingness to change, as the ability to help people to be able to tune their own strings so that they can bring their true self-expression, their music, their passions, their callings out to a higher level. Because I'm absolutely convinced that's the key for all of us to creating a more happy, successful, and fulfilling life. But it's also the key for changing the world that we live in. So, in fact, I can get all kinds of shivers just
Me too.
talking
I'm all
about it right
chills just now.
now. You
Woo.
know? So I'm like, kind of go, yeah. Because, it's so important and essential. And we go out of tune all the time. As I play, I have to
Yeah.
tune the strings all the time.
I always bring up the tuning guitar analogy when I talk about how energy workers need to like wake up in the morning, meditate, sage themselves, clear themselves so they could do their work. And how important that is to for everyone to have a morning ritual or a daily ritual, because I always say the more you keep your strings in tune, the less you have to tune them. They stay in tune longer. So I love guitar string analogies. Now you mentioned energy disruptors. So let's just list them all so everyone knows what they are.
Well, we live in a world that's kind of filled with a lot of miscreations. 80,000 man-made chemicals in our air, food, and water. Countless electronic waves from our technology, and now in this year, we've seen this huge unfolding of 5G, which is a tremendously disruptive wave. All of these things produce disruptive, disharmonious frequencies that interrupt the body's energy field. Remember, if you go out of tune, you're not going to play beautiful music. If you look at, it's really interesting because I've done some studying of this. Every time that humanity has introduced a radio frequency or a new disruptor, it has been correlated and matched to certain health breakdowns, flu
Yes.
epidemics, different things like that. And here we go, 5G makes its unfolding in October, November of last year in China, interestingly enough.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know the correlation for sure, and I know that a lot of things get taken down that suggest such a thing, but I think it's really a combination of being exposed to these disruptive waves, the toxic level within ourselves because of all the chemicals that we've been exposed to and ingested, and then, of course, that all impacts our immune system and how we function. Once again, an out picture of being in a state of disharmony. So that is certainly the biggest group of energy disruptors. But one day, Dr. Jones, guy from NASA, for being a NASA guy, he was pretty, he could definitely do some out there energy work. And he asked me, what do you think is the most powerful disruptor of them all? And I'm thinking, you know, radiation, you know, something like that. He said, no, it's our own limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions.
Mm.
He said, those are the most powerful energy disruptor in the universe. They disrupt our energy. They impact what it is that we broadcast out to this beautiful field of energy that mirrors back what we're broadcasting. So as we have challenges in life, it just means that we need to look at what's causing the disharmony being mirrored back, whether it's in our physical body or in a facet of our life, one of the strings of our human expression, as I like to call them.
That's beautiful. I agree. What you think, say, and do really makes a difference for yourself, your own life, as well as the planet. Now, how do we know if we're holding on to these limiting beliefs and perceptions?
Well, look at your life as look at your life experience as kind of like the dashboard of your car, you know? When you have a challenge and an obstacle, it's like your oil light coming on. It's like your tire pressure light coming on. It's telling you that there's something within the vehicle that needs to be addressed. I would have to say that all of us get an indicator in our physical body when we're out of alignment. Mm. But we're also so busy, so caught up. We're doing this all day long, you know, scrolling Facebook or whatever, you know, rather than listening to ourselves, taking moments to meditate and pray and doing the internal work like you were talking about, we don't hear it. So then what does the universe do? Well, I always say, don't mess with the universe, man. It comes with a really big volume knob and it's going to turn up the volume until it gets your attention. That indicator light comes on, that challenge, that obstacle, that's telling you that you're holding on to something. And rather than fight it, resist it, make yourself wrong for having it, using colorful metaphors to describe it, look at your challenge and your obstacle, the disharmony you're experiencing in your life, as a mirror to something within yourself that needs to be addressed. And we do that by going into that quiet place. We do that by taking time to meditate and asking the question, journaling, what is this trying to teach me about me? Where am I holding on to an old belief structure? And then setting the intention to move through it, but really allowing yourself to feel everything that comes up as a result of that challenge. You know, we're masters of not feeling because we've been told emotions like sadness and anger and frustration, those are bad emotions. We shouldn't feel those. We want to feel the joy, the bliss, the happiness, the ecstasy. Those are good emotions. We want to be there all the time. Sorry. Life here on the game board of planet Earth does not work that way. You get to experience the day and the night, the high tide and the low tide, the new moon and the full moon. That AA battery won't shine the light if you didn't have the negative terminal. And the same principle applies to us here on this game board that we all thought would be really cool to come play.
Yeah, we chose to come here to experience the good and the bad.
There might have been some fine print on that contract.
I kind of want to like go back up there and be like, hey, what was I thinking? Well, can I adjust
that
contract?
Whole back page in invisible ink, you know, that
back
I couldn't
page.
Read at the time.
That's funny. Well, what do you think is the biggest error many of us make in healing our own lives?
We don't allow ourselves to feel.
Mm, so we were just talking about that.
Do you think that
these lessons show up as life events and physical pain as well, or just life events, the mirroring?
Well, I always think that when we come to some kind of belief, where we come to some kind of way of being or doing something, we always will get feedback in the body. But I think if you internalize, eventually it's going to come out somewhere in your physical body or in a facet of your life.
True.
You know, I
Energy
have,
has to go somewhere.
it does, and you know, that's where I tell Albert Einstein to move over. I have my own string theory. I call it the six string theory.
I
You
love
have your
this.
health, you have your relationships, you have your prosperity, you have your spirituality, you have your joy, your happiness, your fulfillment, and what it is you do for work, your career, your purpose. Those are the six strings of human expression. When they go out of tune in one of those facets, that means you have to go tune that particular string, and that means inquiring. And the fastest way to do that is to, like when I do my healing sessions with people, we look at the obstacle and I invite them to get in touch with it and start identifying the frequencies behind it. So maybe there's anger, maybe there's frustration, maybe there's sadness. Okay, now we got something to work with. Everybody has been blessed with the ability to command energy. So why not start off with your own personal energy and start commanding the sadness, the anger, the frustration within you that might be related to your challenge in life, and start consciously moving that energy. And I love to use the breath. I love to use the breath to move it out. If you got to say some colorful metaphors, say it, feel it. But if you look about it, we've been so indoctrined in the world today to not feel the emotions that we, quote, don't feel good.
Wow, could you
But if you, I've.
imagine if everyone listening learned how to like master their emotions this way? That would be
It's
such a big change.
so powerful because remember what you're broadcasting mirrors back to you in your life. So if you want to change your state of being, we are human beings, not human doings. You want to change your state of being, start feeling the emotion related to the challenge. And over the last 10 years, I've seen people who have taken this in combination with this harmonized state that they get into with the music and with the energy work, they've been able to reach in and feel, let go, and dissipate. Imagine every limiting thought and belief that we carry within us is like a dark ball of lower density energy vibrating and resonating, broadcasting 24/7. Well, if you feel it, feel your sadness, feel your anger, feel your frustration, and consciously and purposely move it out, that ball starts to get smaller and smaller until eventually, it's gone.
Is that the
And then
first
it's no
step?
longer resonating.
Like, if
Well, the
everyone's
first step
listening,
is
what is
really
the
to
feel
feel
your
your emotions.
emotions? So, the first step for everyone listening, feel your emotions.
I guess you could
Acknowledge them
preface
and
it.
let them go.
Yeah. You could
That's.
preface it by setting the intention, because intention really is the command. I'm going to let this go. And it's kind of like back to the car analogy with the dashboard. You know, when the oil light comes on, you got to unscrew the plug and drain the old oil out. And then you put in new oil. That's the whole other half. You bring in higher states of being, whether it be higher states of being associated with the heart, you know, love, compassion, appreciation, forgiveness, gratitude, you know, these higher level frequencies, you bring those in, it changes your broadcast. Therefore, changes what life mirrors back to you.
And this is why you say it's so important for us to become powerful catalysts for transformation and change on the planet. So it starts with us, right?
It goes back to the analogy we talked about at the beginning. We each come here with a song. You know, that song is our passion, it's our calling, it's our purpose. It's why we came here to play the game of life, to express that into the world. You know, we got to be in tune and in harmony as best as possible. Take action every day to be in tune and in harmony to bring that forward. Like what you're saying about how you were talking with energy workers to make sure they take their time to what? Tune their strings in the morning. Because you're going to go help people create harmony in their lives. You got to be in harmony as best as possible too. And allow yourself to have the human experience. But yet, set that process into motion, you change your experience. I guess it's kind of like this. We've all been taught, and here's the analogy I love to use. We wake up in the morning, we go into the bathroom, our hair is all over this way and that way. In our world, we have been taught to change the reflection, you must brush the mirror. Well, does the reflection change that way? No. You have to bring the brush to your head. You have to work within your own self. We've been taught backwards. Whether it was on purpose or not, well, that's the subject for a whole nother conversation.
It is.
You know? But the fact is that no, you have to change within your chest. Change your state of being, you change your life. Change your resonance, your frequency, what it is that you're broadcasting to the ultimate super internet. You're going to start mirroring back different things in your health, your vitality, your relationships, your prosperity, and in your life.
Beautiful. So on your website, I see that you offer online courses, private healing sessions, and an actual music series, and a membership area to help others like raise their frequency, improve the quality of their lives, and about everything we just spoke about. So you actually teach people how to do this. So I just want to thank you for being you and for everything that you're offering the world. I think now it's such an important time for everyone to listen to the call if they're being called to help others, help themselves and raise the frequency of the planet. So thank you. And I usually conclude the show with a short guided meditation set to healing music, but I would love it if you could play some of your healing music for us to conclude the show. So do you think that you'd grace us with a little music?
Of course, twist my arm. Okay. I'll do it.
All right, great. Well, let me just tell people quick about how to find you and your special offer. Mark also has a special offer for our community, and I'm so grateful for this beautiful gift. Mark is offering a free online course entitled Unleash the Magnificent You, which includes three essential steps for living a more empowered life and a high vibration music track and guided meditation. So everyone listening, I will put the description in the link. I will put the link in the description of this episode, but it's also markromeromusic.com/gift. So to learn more about Mark, go to his website and access his beautiful gift for our community. Any other information or final comments that you'd like to share before we get into the beautiful conclusion?
Well, I think you kind of hit something at the end there about these times that we're in. This year, life basically shook the whole planet, the universe, God, source energy, whatever you want to call it. It's enough. Enough is enough. It's time to wake up. It's time to remember. It's time to be your authentic, sovereign self. And that is the key to changing where we've been. And now we're emerging into something completely new. And each one of us is a piece in that puzzle of global transformation. So I just really want to just encourage everybody to continue on their path, to do their healing work, to clean up their past, to tune into that most sacred space here and remember who you really are. And so I think that kind of ties in great with the piece is why don't we do a little piece to help kind of open to that. And it doesn't matter where you're at in your evolution. There's always more to unfold into. I figure until somebody's walking on water on a regular daily basis and healing people from the dead, there's room for improvement for all of us. Yeah, floating in the ground, disappearing one place, materializing somewhere else, then okay, then you might have reached mastery. But until then, there's more for us to unfold into. So, and that journey always begins with an intention and a willingness to open. So with that being said, just take some nice deep breaths and set the intention to open to another level of your mastery, another level of your divinity. Another level of your magnificence. And just take some nice deep inhales. Bringing your attention to the tides and the ebbs of your breathing. As you continue to breathe,
Just imagine a beautiful warm glow. Heart space. For in this place, you will find your true self. Behind the countless thoughts, this divine magnificence. Take another deep inhale. Be open. Be committed. To reveal the masterpiece within you. Breathe. So just take some nice deep breaths. And gently bring yourself back. And anytime we do like a musical process, I love to combine it with a random act of self-love for you. So within the next day, do something that's just for you, an act of kindness, an act of self-love, get out in nature, take a bath with crystals and candles, get a massage, whatever it is. And then look to see how life responds. And you just might be surprised at what shows up in your experience.
So thank you. Thank you for sharing your talents with us today. And may this podcast episode bring many blessings to your life and your beautiful music healing business. And may all your dreams come true. Thank you so much.
Thank you for holding this space with us today. May your hearts be filled with love and light. Keep your eyes wide open for signs from your angels. Many blessings to you, and looking forward to being with you next Tuesday.